What's going on, guys? We're here with the Week 5 edition of the Fantasy Doctors. I'm Chad Cohen.
I'm Dylan Klaus, and hello, fantasy football listeners.
All right, Dylan, let's get into it. My first jackpot of the week is Teddy Bridgewater. Dylan, when they announced that Teddy Bridgewater was going to be starting this week, I really didn't expect much from him. I really didn't like what he was looking like during the combine or going into this offseason. I really wasn't expecting much for him to play, but he had a great showing. 22 points, 317 yards, 27 yards on the ground, and a rushing touchdown. What do you think, Dill?
I agree with those numbers and the stats, but I'm just not buying. I didn't like him in college. I don't like him now. I think he needs to prove himself.
To be honest, I definitely agree, but I still think he's definitely worth a pickup if you're short on QBs. The guy, I mean, you can't argue with that 22 points. He looked good out there, Dill.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he didn't have a passing touchdown. He had it on like a, not a fluke run, but it was a nice run. It was a nice play on his part. I'm just not on the Bridgewater bandwagon.
And actually, Dylan, he did miss a huge pass to Jarius Wright earlier in the game. That would have been a long touchdown pass overthrown by Teddy. But, of course, he's a rookie. He's going to get better. I think he's definitely worth a look if you're short on QBs.
Mm-hmm. My big concern with him is putting a lot of stock into Minnesota Vikings players, even though we've been talking about them quite frequently on the show with Asiata and Jerick McKinnon. But I just don't know if we can trust the Vikings. That's kind of why I'm so skeptical on them.
Right. I mean, they're definitely not as talented as what I would expect from other running back or other offenses, especially since they lost Adrian Peterson, of course. But you can't argue with the numbers. These guys have been putting up big games. McKinnon, Asiata, Bridgewater, and Jarius Wright put up big numbers this weekend.
It's true. I had Asiata. I had him on my bench, but I had him. 27 points, but I still won the week, so it's okay.
It's a rookie mistake, Dill.
Okay, sticking with the quarterbacks, my big jackpot of the week is Big Ben and Eli Manning. Big Ben, 314 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, 22 total points. Eli, monster game, absolutely destroyed the Redskins. 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick, 32 points. My whole point with this would be, Eli always comes around. At the end of the day, he's a Manning. Big Ben's Big Ben. If you're struggling for a quarterback and they're available, go get them now.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dylan. I agree with Big Ben. I think Big Ben needs to be owned in all leagues. If he's not going to be your starter, he needs to be on your bench. Great bye week play. He's a solid player. Eli Manning still doesn't have me sold yet. He just looked terrible last season and in this offseason. He had a huge game on Sunday, on Thursday.
Thursday
it was. Yeah. I don't see that being consistent.
See, the thing is, I am a Browns fan, but for some reason I like the Eagles and I like the Giants. I just have faith in those franchises. And Tom Coughlin, he gets Eli to play well. Last year was a fluke. I don't know what happened last year. But my point is, I have a lot of faith in Eli. So I have no issue putting or starting Eli for the rest of the season. Well, not for the rest of the season, but for the next few weeks.
You know what I like, Dylan? Getting players that have high fantasy value. And Eli Manning is not one of them. He should stay on the waiver wire, to be honest.
All right, Chad, what else do you got?
My next jackpot is Jarius Wright. I just mentioned him, actually, while talking about Bridgewater. He had 13 points this weekend, 8 receptions on 132 yards. He had 10 targets in this game, Dylan. Teddy clearly seems to like him. What do you think?
Who's there? Greg Jennings. They haven't seemed to be doing that much this season. So, I mean, Jarius seems like a good option.
See, the thing is, Cordell just hasn't been getting the targets. Like, all season, Cordell hasn't been getting the targets. But what really makes me happy about Jarius Wright this week is just how many targets he got from the new quarterback, Bridgewater, coming in. I think Bridgewater can be successful, and clearly they have a connection. As I said, Bridgewater overthrew that bomb to Jarius Wright that would have resulted in a big touchdown. If that throws on the money, Jarius Wright has a monster game.
Yeah, that's... Wow, he's 13 points? Wow.
Big week. Big week, Dell.
He's a jackpot. Back to my G-men here. I said this in our first edition, but that wasn't aired since it was more of a test sample. But I mentioned Larry Donnell. He's on my team. I started him this week. I loved it. 23 points.
Sure.
It was fantastic. But my point with him is, Eli always relies on one tight end in particular. It used to be Greg Olson. Used to be someone. I forget who it is. But every year there's always a new tight end in the Giants system. And this year I think it's Donald.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you, Dylan. I think Donald is going to be a starting tight end for the rest of the season. He's definitely a top 10 play. Very good. So even though I'm not a believer in Eli Manning, being a consistent fantasy supporter, Donald just gets way too many red zone looks to not be considered a full-on starter for the rest of the year.
Exactly. It's not that he's going to have the most yards. It's that he's going to have the red zone looks. Mm-hmm. For example, he only had seven's a lot. But he had seven catches for 53 yards and three touchdowns. So it's all within the red zone, which is what you like to see in a big tight end.
Definitely, definitely. That's like, I mean, that's the what you look for in tight ends, honestly.
Yeah. All right, Chad.
All right, my next jackpot, another tight end I guess we're talking about, is Dwayne Allen. Dwayne Allen had 9 points, 33 yards on three receptions, and a touchdown. He's had three touchdowns in the first four games. He's not even considered to be the starting tight end, but three touchdowns. What are you thinking, Dylan?
I'm all on it. I started him in one of my teams. I mean, I started him. I'm happy.
Which week did you start him? I'm just curious.
This week, I believe.
No, I'm pretty sure you started in week two when he had 0 points and did nothing.
Oh, you're talking about that week. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
That may or may not have happened.
Clearly, you started on the wrong week. However, Dwayne Allen has been consistent with these red zone looks. We were just talking about it, telling how valuable it could be. I think Dwayne Allen is definitely worth the pickup if you're short on tight ends.
Oh, yeah. I 100% agree. And for the record, I did actually start Dwayne Allen this week, but I also did start in week two. But pick him up, guys. Pick him up.
Definitely worth the pickup. Very limited position, that is, tight end.
And for our last jackpot of the week, more of a low-end jackpot. He's always on the waiver wire, Eddie Royal. PPR, he's pretty good this season. He has four touchdowns the past two games. The San Diego offense is legit. I'm not saying he's going to be a stud, but I'm saying if you need him for a matchup or a week, I think he's worth picking up.
Dylan, I've seen it all before from Eddie Royal last season.
I know.
He started off last year. I'm pretty sure he had a three-touchdown game in week two. That's just what he does. He just teases the fantasy owners, I guess.
I know.
Because I don't see him being consistent on the road. There's just too many options in that San Diego offense. I think with Keenan Allen getting most of the looks, he had 11 targets last game, Keenan Allen. And I think you could amount the big game from Eddie Royal this week to them playing Jacksonville.
Very, very true. All right. With that, let's go to the roulettes. Well, my roulette was Teddy Bridgewater. Like I said, I'm not really on the bandwagon. Chad is. We'll see how that turns out. But to kind of stay on the tight end subject, it's going to sound weird, but I'm going to say Rob Gronkowski on my roulette this week. I'm not saying you're going to drop him. I'm not saying you're going to bench him. But I'm just saying you better have a good backup and feel comfortable playing that good backup.
Dylan, I really couldn't disagree with you more about Rob Gronkowski. Not only do I think he's going to be an every week starter and you don't have to worry about anyone else, but I'm looking to trade him right now. I think he's a very solid buy low option right now. He has been playing only 60% of the snaps, only getting three or four catches a game, and he's managed to get three touchdowns on the season. It's crazy. It's like he'll go into the game at the end and just get a touchdown every time. He's the red zone option. If he plays, he'll get touchdowns. Once he's starting like to play at 100%, which will be any week now, honestly, I think he's going to have multiple touchdown games frequently.
I agree with what you're saying. I'm just having trouble, just mainly because I have Tom Brady and I'm getting upset. But I just don't – I mean, I don't know. He has four targets, three and two, with 44 yards being his high. So obviously he's getting the red zone targets, which is what you need in a tight end. He'll get you 30, 40 yards, and you get a touchdown, you get 10 points, which it works. But for Rob Gronkowski and the caliber player, which he should be, I'm just getting worried is all.
I really wouldn't be. You really have to be patient with Gronk.
You do.
If you have him, don't trade him. And if you don't have him, try to trade him for cheap, because people are getting frustrated like Dylan here, and they're making a big mistake. Because by come week seven, he's going to be playing 100% of the time, and he's going to be huge fantasy producer.
Side note, I did have Gronk on my team last year, and I held out with him until he came back. So I think my patience is just being tested right now. Chad?
All right. Let's go with my roulette of the week. Anton Smith, he had 12 points this week on 62 yards and a touchdown. Dylan, he's pretty much gotten all of his fantasy value over the last 2 weeks from one or two big plays where this week he had a 40-yard touchdown. Last week he did something similar. I really don't see any of the Atlanta running backs being consistently successful. They're very committed to a committee. And if I was going to own any of the running backs on Atlanta, I would own Steven Jackson, who is the clear-cut top running back in that committee.
Yeah, so, what do you think? Like you said, I don't have any trust in Atlanta running backs, even with Steven Jackson. The guy is old. His prime was in St. Louis. He's kind of just there to be a leader and not mess up, I guess. I'm just not high on really any Atlanta running back.
I definitely agree, but I'm especially not high on Anton Smith.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
not worth a look.
I mean, we were high on Devontae Freeman before the season started. No one was even talking about Anton Smith. Like, guy popped out of nowhere, so.
They got a lot of running backs, apparently. My next roulette is Malcolm Floyd. Malcolm Floyd had 9 points this week, 3 catches for another touchdown. He's had 2 touchdowns this season, has been a pretty consistent producer, but I just don't think the targets are there. As I said earlier, the San Diego offense has just a lot of options. Phillip Rivers just has not been targeting him enough. He only had 4 targets last game on 3 catches. He has the big playability that players want, but I just don't see him being consistent. And it's going to be impossible to know if he's going to have a big game or if he's going to have 0 points, because it's very likely that he could.
I completely agree. He is what I would say, he's your Eddie Royal. I just don't think he's going to be good. Simple as that. I don't know. I've never been a big Malcolm Floyd fan. Yeah. All right. Matchup of the week. I have Houston at Dallas, mainly because I want to see if someone's going to stop this Dallas offense, and I hate the Cowboys, so for me to say that, it's kind of tough. I mean, DeMarco, Tony Romo, and Dez have just been absolutely killing it this season, but J.J. Watt has more. J.J. Watt has 2 touchdowns, but before Monday night, he had more touchdowns than Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, and Matt Forte combined.
Wow.
I kind of love that stat.
That is a very cool stat.
But I'm just interested to see if Tony Romo will be slowed down, basically.
I'm just expecting more of DeMarco Murray. That's just pretty much what it's been from Dallas, primarily. They just keep handing him the ball, and he's looking so good.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarco Murray, the best running back in fantasy football right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think he's just going to keep on producing, especially including this week against Houston. Don't forget what happened to Houston against the Giants when Rashad Jennings had 34 carries for 170 yards. If Rashad Jennings can do that, have that kind of production, I think DeMarco Murray is going to have a monster game.
I mean, yeah, DeMarco has had over 100 yards in all 4 games and 5 touchdowns, all on 22-plus carries. He's going to get the workload. He's an ox. I don't really know what else to say besides that.
They're just feeding the man. He's great. He's a great player for sure. I wouldn't count on Houston slowing him down. All right, let's go into my matchup of the week. I like the Bears-Panthers. I feel like I've said the Bears every week. They're really my favorite offense.
You have, Chad.
And I also have Jay Cutler, I have to admit. But the Panthers have been getting torched the last 2 weeks against the Steelers and Ravens. Do you think they could slow down the Bears? I just don't see it.
To be honest, no. I mean, they seem a little deflated right now. Cam doesn't seem the same Cam. The wide receivers, I mean, Benjamin's okay, but as a team, I don't see it right now. I mean, they lost their running backs. They're starting some guy I don't even know the name.
Right. I just don't understand how that's affecting the defense. So the defense has been just getting torched on the ground. This is a defense that came into the year considered to be the second best defense, and I would say the number one best run defense. And I mean, against the Steelers, LeGarrette Blount and Le'Veon Bell had 100 yards rushing. And I just think Forte is going to have a huge game based on what I've seen already.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the defense has 0 touchdowns on the year. Last year, they were a turnover machine with touchdowns. I mean, they do have six forced turnovers, but I mean, they had 37 points against Pittsburgh and 38 against Baltimore. I don't really see that changing against that high-powered Chicago offense.
Right. I would consider the Ravens' offense to be much more tame than the Bears' offense, which is just loaded with firepower.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll step it up this week. Who knows?
We'll see. I wouldn't count on it.
And with that, we look forward to doing this podcast again next week. I'm Dylan Klaus.
And I'm Chad Cohen.
Come back for your weekly prescription.
Goodbye.